Today I want to share a scripture with you, a message I think that's really geared towards you, a scripture, Psalms 127. And we're going to look at all five verses today. I think it's important that we break these down and we're going to look at it and we're going to take the principles. That's what we're going to do as we look at this specific text. We're going to take all of these principles that we have here in Psalms 127, and we're going to break them down. There are four truths that I want to share with you today concerning the Word of God. And with that, I want to ask that you would honor God by standing at the reading of His Word. Psalms 127, verses 1 through 5, the whole psalm. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so He gives His beloved sleep. It's what God wants you to know, that He wants to give you rest. Verse 3, behold, or pay attention to this. Children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has a quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemy in the gate. Would you bow with me for a word of prayer? Father in heaven, today, we want to just thank you so much for these special ladies that you have placed in our lives. We know, Lord, maybe it wasn't even a mother that raised us. Maybe it was a grandmother, or maybe it was an aunt, or maybe it was just someone who took us to be their child. And Lord, we want to lift all of these ladies up to you today. We want to ask your special hand of blessing upon them. Lord, that you would just touch them right where they are, that they would feel your presence today in a very, very real and powerful way, that they would know that even you, mothers, are a gift to us as children. And Lord, that the mothers would know that you bless us with those children, and they are a reward to us and a blessing to the mothers as well. Father, today I ask that you would help us to be able to take these principles found in the 127th Psalm, that you'd help us to be able to apply those to our lives. Lord, all of us individually, but especially these special ladies today. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. So, as we think about it being Mother's Day, I really do want to talk with you ladies. We want you to know, I think I've already established that. We want you to know, above everything else, that you're loved. We want you to know, above everything else, that we appreciate all of the headache that we've caused you. But we also want you to know, we thank you so much for holding us in your arms and rocking us to sleep. We thank you so much for all of these things. And even if your children aren't here with you today, I'm very, very confident that they would take you by the hand, that they would wrap their other arm around your neck, they would pull you to themselves, they would give you a hug, and they would give you a big old kiss, and they would tell you that they love you from the bottom of their heart. I'm so confident of that today. And if they're not here and they're not able to do that, please allow me to share that sentiment with you today. We love you. We thank God for you. You're so very, very special to us, and we just want to honor you today. And so there are four things, four truths, I think, that are found in the scripture today that I want to be able to share with you. Let me tell you how God works things out. I was praying and wondering how I was going to preach this Mother's Day message, because I'm an expository preacher. I go through books of the Bible, or we preach series, but I'm always trying to preach the text. And some of the time it's difficult to preach the text to apply to a certain situation, and you have to preach more topically. And I don't like to do that all of the time. Occasionally that's okay, but I was reading a text this week, and it was Micah chapter 6, and I thought, I can work that. I can fix that. I can make that be a Mother's Day message. And I was reading and I was studying. There was 3 points in one verse. You would have been so happy for me to have been able to have done that, because you would have gotten to left a little bit early and enjoyed lunch a little bit sooner. But I didn't choose to preach that one. The Lord laid on my heart a little bit later, the 127th Psalm, and I think this is such a good text, even though it talks about things a little bit differently. We're going to break it down. We're going to look at these principles. And the first thing is this. Listen to me, ladies. Understand, I've already established that being a mother is a labor of love. And as a mother, I want to share these truths with you. Number one is this, that you should dedicate your home to God. As a mother, you should dedicate your home to God. The Bible teaches us that the home is far more than just a physical building. The Bible teaches us, really, if you understand, that home is where the family is, right? And you know that for yourselves very, very well, that the home is established by your family, the presence of loved ones being there. It doesn't matter if there's just a tin roof and a shack that you're living in, or a beautiful $350,000 home. The idea is that the home is really established where the family is all together. And we're looking at this, and we're talking about a specific building and dedicating our home to God. And it's important that we get this, because we need to understand God's presence, power, and direction for our lives and our homes in order for you and I to be fruitful as parents. In order for you and I to be fruitful, in order for you, ladies, to be fruitful as mothers. And we look at this specific text this morning, and I think we understand that the Bible indicates that the importance of dedicating our homes to God. So, very important. Listen to what the scripture says. It says, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. The idea here is about Solomon when he was desiring to build the temple. That's really the idea here. And if God isn't the one that builds it, if even whatever the structure is, if God isn't the one that's building it, if God isn't the one that's involved in every aspect of making sure that brick and mortar are established perfectly, then the foundation will crumble. It's not going to be created the way it needs to be. It's not going to fit together. I don't care how straight your cinder blocks are. I don't care how aligned the bricks are. If the foundation isn't wrapped around God Himself, then we're building in vain. And the scripture says this, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. So it's understanding that we can do a lot of things in life, especially when it comes to our homes, but if God's not involved, then we're wasting our time. We got to make sure in every area of our lives. Listen, mothers, you have such a grand responsibility. And when it comes to the responsibility that you have, I do not envy that. But I'm so thankful that God has allowed you ladies into our lives to be everything that God created you to be. You're such an important role in our lives, and I'm so thankful. But this particular scripture, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. The idea is, before going into battle, the men of the Bible were warned to dedicate their homes. And this is found in Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 5. Listen to this. I didn't give this to them, I don't think, as a scripture, but I want to share this with you. It says this in Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 5. Then the officers shall speak to the people, saying, what man is there who has built a new house and has not dedicated it? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in battle and another man dedicate it. The idea is that you make sure that your house is set aside to the Lord, not just the structure of your house, but the individuals who live within the walls of your home. You have to make sure that they have been given properly to God. Especially in the society that you and I live in today. It's so difficult to raise our children because technology, because culture has changed, because of the media, because we have to worry about so many different things. Today's world, it's so important that your home is dedicated to God. You know that it's important. Even the scripture, it talks about writing scripture on the doorposts of your home. You know that God believes it's important. Amen? And so mothers, I question, are your homes dedicated to God? oh, that's my prayer. Your home's dedicated to God. Listen to this. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. Jesus himself had dedicated our heavenly home to God. And listen to what the scripture says. You know it so well. But listen, it says, let not your heart be troubled. He was talking about him ascending into heaven and being away from the disciples and the rest of us. But he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, or literally many rooms. In my Father's house, there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I like that, don't you? And he says this, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, to prepare, to dedicate it, to sanctify, literally to set it apart. He was going, he was journeying to go somewhere, traveling, in order for him to build a home specifically for you and for me, specifically for those who call Jesus Lord. He says, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I love that. I love that God has dedicated our heavenly home. It's been dedicated. It's literally, when you think about dedicating, it's literally been set apart. It's different from all of the rest of the structures ever created in the world. God's plan for us and the home that we're going to live is must be grand, must be beautiful, must be phenomenal. And the most important reason for all of these things is because God is going to be there for us to dwell in his presence with it. So is it important, you think, that you dedicate your home to God? Ladies, what do you think? I say amen, and then I concur with Joshua 24, verse 15. As for me and my house, we serve the Lord. Today, mothers, listen to me. Will you say this? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I want to challenge you to do something. I want to challenge you. This is a commitment to you. If you can say that, if you can stand firmly, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord, and you will commit to that, I want to ask you just to stand right here, right now. If you will commit to that as mothers, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I just say, praise God for you mothers. Thank you so much. That's commitment. It's establishing a covenant with God where you're saying, Lord, I'm giving my home to you. And I think you've done that well this morning. The second thing is this, as we look into the last part of verse 1, where it says, the watchman, unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. And then verse 2, it says, it is vain for you to rise up early to sit up late. So the idea is, going off to war or preparing for battle of any kind, most of the cities were surrounded by walls. And at any moment, a kingdom could be encroached upon and it could be attacked by another king or another group of people. And so they would watch and they were worrying, when is this attack going to take place? And the scripture is saying right here, it's a profound statement. It's saying this, you can watch all you want to, but unless the Lord is watching over your home, then you're just watching in vain. Literally, you're losing sleep for no reason. And I say this, number two is this, you've got to trust God to provide all of your needs. That's number two. I know in every area of life, not that we just desire that God would watch over our homes. We desire that, don't we? I desire that God watch over my home, that he watch over my family. My greatest desire is to know that I don't have to worry about the jewels that God has blessed me with. I don't have to worry when they're away from me, wherever they are, because I know that my Jesus is watching over them. And that even if something happens, that my Jesus has them in his hands. Do you know why I know that? Because my home has been dedicated to the Lord, and I can say confidently that my babies know Jesus as Lord and Savior. You see the importance? You've got to trust God to provide everything, and in order that you don't have to worry about anything. And when it gets to down to it, this is what the scripture says, Philippians 4, verse 19. He says, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Do you get it? my God. Let me boastfully say this, because I'm talking about my God is able to do this. My God will supply all of your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. It's God doing it through the precious blood of Christ Jesus. The important thing to know right now is that God, that Jesus is Lord of your home. Why you have to dedicate it. That's why you have to say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know that you've done everything to train well your family. You have done everything. Mothers, I want to encourage you. You make sure, if our fathers aren't doing it, you make sure that your homes are dedicated to King Jesus. And then you rest comfortably. When you lay your head down at night, listen to the scripture. It says it's in vain for you to rise up early so that you can watch, to stay up late so that you can watch, to eat the bread of sorrows. I'm worrying. What's going on? When is the attack going to happen? Always wondering, never comfortable or confident, never having peace. You know, that's what Psalms 121 is about. You have allowed the Lord to establish your peace. And that when you lay your head down at night, you rest comfortably knowing that God is watching over your home. I want to share this. I know we live in an area where tornadic weather could happen at any moment. And I want to share with you, wherever we've lived, it doesn't matter where we are now. And I'll preface this in a second, but storms are coming through and the alarms are going off and I'm resting comfortably in the bed. Some of you are saying, Brad, you're just an idiot. And the reason I say that is because even though God gives me peace when I lay my head down at night, He also gives us enough sense to get out of the bed if the sirens are going off and get in a safe area. But I sleep peacefully at night. You know why? Because I know that my King Jesus is watching over. I know that whatever tomorrow brings, that God already has everything else worked out. And I don't have to stress and I don't have to worry over it. And I know that we do that a lot of times, don't we? And I'm so thankful that God is God and that He loves us the way He does. And so I want to encourage you that you trust God to provide all of your needs. It's important. Amen? Third thing that I want to share with you is you've got to recognize, this is number three, recognize that your children are a blessing from God. Let me read the scripture. This is number 3, verses 3 and 4. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Verse 4. Like arrows in the hand of warriors, so are the children of one's youth. They're a blessing. Can you understand that and realize that God has established children to be a blessing from Him? Children are a blessing from God Himself, literally. And I know a lot of us, we say that, you know, that never wanted this child or I never wanted that child. And then we wonder why God would do this or why God would allow that. But I'm telling you, according to the Word of God, they're a blessing. Children are a blessing. And I want to share a truth with you. This is how important it is to God. He uses the word, the term children 1,650 times from Genesis to Revelation. Their children are important. Listen, like this, it's this. Just give you a for instance. Little children, children of light, children of God. But then this, the term child is used 190 times in the scripture. I think it's important to God. Children are important to God. Can you understand that? And this is, according to the Ten Commandments, God gave to sanctify the family, or to safeguard the family, three times, three specific things. Honor your father and mother is talking about the family. How God desires for our family to be sanctified, dedicated, set apart. Listen, and so honor your father and mother. Listen to this. Don't commit adultery. And then here's another one. Don't covet your neighbor's wife or your neighbor's home. These are three because God desires that you understand the family is important to Him. And so you've got to recognize that children are a blessing from Him. You remember the story in the scripture where Jesus was in the town square and He had been performing miracles, and then he was there, and he was receiving the little children in his arms. They were coming to him. Parents wanted that Jesus would touch the children and to bless them. That's what their hope was, that these children would be blessed by King Jesus. And his disciples who were there, they said, the master really doesn't have time for you. And they went on, and what are you bringing them to the master for? He's got more important things to do than to take your children in his arms. And I love Jesus because he rebuked the disciples. He looked at them and he's like, boys, let the little children come to me. Don't forbid the little children from coming to me. Get out of the way. I think this, get out of the way because the children are coming to me. I love that story. So we understand that's what Jesus desires. Let the little children come to me. How many parents enjoy, let me ask you this, watching your babies sleep at night? Have you ever done that? You know, I remember quite well when my babies were babies and they were sleeping in their beds, and Tracy and I would go in there and we just want to watch them sleep. Something precious about that. Now, when you're grown or when they're grown and they got drool and slobber coming out of the side of the mouth, it's really not as fun to watch them sleep. But when they're precious babies, there's something special about it. I think you're still in that, these are my children kind of moments of life. This is my child. God has blessed me. And would you just look at how wonderfully blessed we are. You know, I know you remember doing that. And I think we just goo and gah and we do those things. And it's amazing what children do and the blessing that they are. And so this morning, right now, ladies, gentlemen, if you would, we've got two families that are going to dedicate their babies this morning. And I just thought it fit real well right here. And so I want to ask you guys, Dayla and Drew and Will and Dara, if you would come up and you would bring Luke and Brindley. We're going to do this real quickly, and this is what I think epitomizes Mother's Day, because it's so such an important part of what we do as families and how we establish our homes. And these parents come this morning desiring to dedicate their babies to King Jesus. Now that's special, isn't it? And so I have about six questions that I'm going to ask all of you. And I want you to answer, I do. And if you can't answer, I do, then somebody out there is going to body slam you. Men. I'm not going to body slam you, ladies. We're not going to do that. But I want to ask you these questions. I tell you what, I want it to be special for you. I want to do it separately. And because her name is first, Brindley, starts with a B, we're going to do Dara and Will first. You guys, come on up here. Come on, right. Just good-looking couple. Amen. Look at this precious baby girl. So, question number one, do you come professing Jesus as Lord of your lives? Amen. Do you come freely giving Brindley that pretty smile to be raised in the ways of the Lord? Amen. Will you teach her the importance of Christian fellowship through faithful church attendance? Amen. Will you teach her to pray? Listen, let me encourage you. Dad, you make sure when that baby girl is tucked in her bed at night that you say in your prayers with her, okay? I want to challenge you, but I'm going to get to you in a minute, buddy. But you make sure. And Dara, you make sure he's doing that. All right? Y'all make sure. All right. So number five, will you teach her to know the value of God's Word? Yes. Will you teach her to love the Lord? Amen. All right, church. I got one for you, because it does take a village to raise a family. Do you agree to support Brindley and her family by example through acts of service? Do you agree to reinforce the biblical instruction, discipline, and the love of these children under the supreme rule of Lord Jesus? And all God's people said, amen. Amen. And that's just spitting up all over the place. And so this is a blue Bible because we had seven, and I'm going to get you a new one, but I wanted to present you a Bible. This one's not yours. We had seven, and I looked on the shelf to make sure we had Bibles, and out of all seven of those, they were all blue. I just looked at the box, and there was pink on the box, and I'm going to get you tomorrow or Tuesday, but this one is the mistake, and I thought you would probably get a chuckle out of this anyway, and so it went on. This is for Miss Brinley. I did spell her name right, didn't I? Mm-hmm. Okay, I know I don't write well, but baby girl, this is for you.
Sure.
All right. Amen. You hold that. All right. Amen. And rest easy that I will get her an appropriate Bible. All right, guys, would you just step back here for me, if you will. You guys come on forward. Drew and Dayla, little Luke is a precious baby boy, too. He's so, and you, both of you have such great babies. I thank the Lord for you. So questions for you. Six, do you come professing Jesus Christ as Lord of your lives? Amen. Do you come freely giving Luke to be raised in the ways of the Lord? Amen. Will you teach him the importance of Christian fellowship by faithful church attendance? Amen. Will you teach him to pray? Drew, I'm laying that one on you, buddy. You make sure it's laid on him. You get in there and pray with that. Did you pray with Luke tonight? I'm pouring to you. You make sure. It's much easier when we start off as babies praying together with him. Will you teach him to know the value of God's word? God, this is how God speaks to us. You will. Will you teach him to love the Lord? Amen. Church, for you also, do you agree to support Luke and his family by your example and through your acts of service? Do you agree to reinforce the biblical instructions, discipline, and love of this young man under the supreme rule of Lord Jesus Christ? Do you agree? And all God's people said, amen. And we want you to have your very first Bible, buddy. And I know you might not be quite old enough yet to hold this, but is that right? All right. Luke Smith, we give this one to you, little man. Mama, let me hold my Bible. And he's holding his Bible, and you get to hold this.
All right.
And guys, we just praise God for them. Amen? Amen. Good job, guys. Thank y'all so much. Awesome. You guys are great. Wonderful, wonderful. And this is what it's all about. You recognize that these babies are a blessing from God, and understand the importance of dedicating our homes to King Jesus. And then the last and final thing that I want to submit to you this morning is this. You've got to prepare your children to make a difference. It's important that you and I raise our children to make a difference. And exactly how is it that we do that? Well, listen, we got to start training them when they're young. When we want to teach our children how to pray, let me encourage you, listen to me. It's so much easier when you start with Brinley and Luke when they're babies, and you lay them down at night and you begin to pray with them right then and there. What you're doing is you're establishing a foundation for them. Something, this is important, because my father and my mother, they prayed with me every single night. We trained them up according to Proverbs 22:6. We trained them up in the ways they should go, so that when they are older, they will not depart. The importance is this. Understand that they always have a choice to make. But your role is to make sure you're training them. You train them, and that's by example, and that's by word. That's really what training them is all about. You're training them. You've dedicated them. You've set them apart, and you've got to understand you've got to do the training. Parents, listen to me. That's your job, not vice versa. You do the training, because I know that we live in a society today where, I'm going to be honest, a lot of children do the ruling. But according to God's Word, you and I are supposed to do the training. We're supposed to be the ones that's in charge at our homes. Fathers, this is Mother's Day, and it's a Mother's Day message, but you understand that you and I are the ones that rule the homes with a loving hand. And sometimes with a disciplined hand, you understand that that's what God has called us to do. And so as a baby, you've got to understand that they learn when they need something, they learn to cry. When they get hungry, what do? When they're not able to communicate, they cry. When their diaper is wet and they need it changed, what do? They cry. So that ruling for them is established at a very early age. And you've got to make sure, yes, you're loving your children, you're taking care of them, but you also understand that you're not to let MTV raise your child. You're to do it. You're to establish God's Word with your child. We're so guilty of just turning the television on because it will pacify our children. Go watch TV for a little while. I'm busy doing this or I'm busy doing that. And we are the ones that have to train our children to make a difference. So how are you training your children? I pray that you understand the importance of that. It goes all the way back to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 7. It says this, what the Word says, "Hear, O Israel, pay attention, listen," he says. "The Lord our God, the Lord is one." How many gods are there? That's being established right now. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. Now, he had been setting himself apart through the Exodus and through all of the other false gods of the world. And so the one true God had been setting himself apart. And he says this, "You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, and strength." God is establishing that covenant. This is how you love the Lord. With everything that you have, you love the Lord. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when they sit in your house, when they walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Every opportunity you find, you pour into your children God's Word. That's how we train them. We can't depend on someone else to do it. We have to be responsible for raising and training our children. And so I want to encourage you today as we look at the Word of God. This is what verse 5 says. It says, "Happy is the man who his quiver is full of children. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate." And you train your children to make a difference in the world. Mothers, today is about you. Today is about you being honored. And as you're honored, it's about God receiving the glory. And today, I know this isn't a salvation message, but today, I hope as God's Word has been proclaimed that you take these principles, that your home be dedicated to God in such a powerful way that you understand that you can trust God in every area of your life, that He's going to provide. If you have dedicated your home to Him, He's going to provide in every instance. Even when you feel like He's not, God is going to provide. And you've got to trust Him with all of that. And so my prayer today is that as you are honored today, I know you're going to go and you're going to eat a wonderful dinner, maybe supper tonight with your mother. You love on them. Children, listen to me. You love on your mother. You love on them. Yesterday, Tracy, first time ever that she has received a Mother's Day gift without Daddy going and getting it. And it was just a six-pack of Dr. Pepper and a card. And then it was a flowers, I'm sure, that was made at school with 12 roses made by palms of hands on it. And then she's received other cards, but I didn't have to do anything. They did it all by themselves this time. And I know that blessed her in a big way because they couldn't wait until today. They had to do it last night. And when they did, those big old crocodile tears swelled up in her eyes. And I know that it was special. Listen, that's how I hope all of you mothers are honored today, that you can receive those gifts of love and that you can cherish those for the rest of your life. Will you pray with me? Father in heaven, today in the magnificent name of Jesus, we just want to praise you for being our Lord and our God. And we're going to have a time of invitation. And I know that it wasn't a salvation message, but Lord, it's an opportunity if mothers want to come and pray for their families, that they do that today. If fathers want to get their wife by the hand and come and bow down at the altar and pray with their families, then they'll do that, Lord. So we just open the altar. We open this invitation time up that it would be filled with families praying one for another. And we ask it today in Jesus' name. Amen.